W. Madison in Madison. And let's see, Leslie's our first reader.
I am. So this is a university-based, student-curated performing arts series, which I think really stands out. They have extraordinary programming over the past year. They had 521 artists, over 33,000 adults engaged, 1,800 children, and they, they don't pretend to be doing educational programming. Nearly 50% of their operating budget goes to artist fees, which is something I like to take a look at because we definitely want to be supporting artists in the work that's being done, and that was extraordinary, I think. So I'm pretty light on notes here because I just think they're outstanding in every way. So their season is programmed by their students. They have a committee, they have directors, they have sort of like staffed out positions that are students on this committee who then run this program. They present a free world music festival, which is a huge draw, bringing people from all over the world and representing a variety of races and ethnicities. They have the visiting artist connect with the community. They tie in multiple art forms together. So they connected. They brought in an ensemble that did chamber music with John Muir texts, narrated by Wisconsin Public Radio on-air personality. They just have such a cross section of artists. It's truly extraordinary programming. Their budget balances, and that's that university thing, right? Where when the university fills in the gap, so they're always going to show a balanced budget. And I don't remember what the actual contribution from the university is outlined. It might be in the 99. Do they have a separate 990? I know recently they did a big renovation on that hall, and they were displaced for a while. I don't think they talk about it in here, so this kind of goes back in my memory. But they had a season or two of presenting in a variety of places. I think there was some concern that that might hurt their long-term draw. They're back in their home base, and they seem to be doing fine. They'd had a major ADA upgrade in there. I just hit the wrong button. I'm looking for the 990, sorry, or the budget summary, because I think this was one of the
It is wrapped up in the UW Foundation.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they gave the UW Foundation's 990, not the...
But they did a separate breakout of the budget.
Good.
So they have the kind of budget I would love to see from everybody. So it's got 3 years in here. They do have part of their budget is operational dollars spent on facility rentals. So I don't think that's real money changing hands, right? That just is going back to the university. They break out how they're doing their advertising, the cost of their programs and transportation. The university subsidy was $157,000 in the most recent year, $221,000 the year before that, $196,000 before that. It seems to be fairly stable in that $150,000 to $200,000 range, which is... Given the scope of the work they do, pretty outstanding. They're covering a lot of their operational expenses on their own. All the way around, I just think they were an outstanding organization on every level.
I have a second reading on this one, and I would echo a lot of that. The university subsidizes their series. I remember reading that in there, that they, through, I think it was the union retail operations, that's where their money is coming in through that. The student-run committee I mean, is doing the programming is like a, would be a great example for other institutions who are thinking about this kind of model. Because I know back in the beginning we were talking about Luther College was going to be starting one. And I know that was going to be community members and that, but again, it was kind of like connecting those two organizations and being like, this is something that works. Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
You said Luther College to connect with this?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Because like I said, I think Luther was the one that they're going to start having a committee. They don't have one now, but I think that their plans are getting a committee. And I don't know if that was going to be all students, but again. Wide variety of programming, high quality programming that they're bringing in, artists working with a number of different groups in the community and on campus, philatelists coming in and working with students and patrons with disabilities. I mean, their narrative hit on all of these kind of really great program points. There were a lot of great examples that were woven in. Instead of there just being like a list of all these great mm-hmm. things that they were doing, it was kind of nice to have the narrative with the example embedded. Master classes for the music school with artists for the chamber series, the world music artists that come in. Where was that? I'm going to say like their ticketing software, their audience view ticketing software, gives them a lot of data and that they keep really good track of. And yeah, I mean, like the evaluation tools were again in the bullet pointed list, but that didn't bother me with this proposal.
They also provided a 15-page analysis. They brought in an outside company to analyze their organizational structure. And they provided the entire report, analysis report, with recommendations, which also provided examples of other organizations that do whatever the particular point they were drilling down into was. They just have such a structured approach to what they're doing that... and where was... I just had it open. Where'd it go? I mean, their Union Council of Students, they have a president, a deputy director, and treasurer, academic staff, dean of students. They have all these... The big positions... I wasn't sure about these two, VP of External and Internal Relations. Their voting members include students who have high-level responsibility within this organization of curating and presenting this season. Mm-hmm. I want to go spend time with them and learn how they're doing this because I have student workers who can't answer the phone properly. So I love them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just got a new executive director. I know the outgoing director was with them for years and would, I mean, again, another brain to pick as to
right
how you...
A Lawrence Green.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. But, yeah, but I mean, like, but another person to be like, yeah, how are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, this is functioning really well for years.
Right, and their programming is draws in students, but is for the public, and that's one of the things I look at when you're looking at a university-based organization. Because if what they're doing is just for their university community, then that's a different kind of program and not necessarily eligible for this funding. What they're doing is public-facing for the outside community, and they do it extremely well.
The question I had was in the second area. I just had partnerships in question with a question mark, so maybe I missed it. But did they reference any partnerships outside the university?
They mentioned three youth ensembles: the Youth Symphony Orchestra, Suzuki Organization. Right. Oh, and the Central Hispano organization when they brought Las Cafeteras in.
Yeah. And that new, they have a new position as well for the campus and community relations that was going to be seeking to expand those partnerships.
Mm-hmm. I got the impression that she was already in the organization, but they moved her. They changed her job.
Esti Denoir.
Denoir.
Yep. Maybe. To look for that.
Maybe that was a result of the.
That is true.
The. Yeah. Staffing analysis. But I don't know what Esti used to do.
I actually think it's in here somewhere, but it's been a little bit since I read this, and it's not on the top tip of my tongue.
I thought it was a particularly strong organization serving that community extraordinarily well.
They have free lectures before each concert performance, so they have, you know, a pre-show engagement. Esti Denoir's position has changed to campus and community relations and engagement director. Oh, it doesn't say what she was.
Mm.
Never mind. And they also are connected with other arts programs. Elizabeth Snodgrass is on the board of Theater Lila. Esti Denoir is founder and participant of the Midwest World Music Festival Consortium. Heather Good serves on the board of the Barrymore Theater. Somebody teaches at UW. So,
and not to do what I'm going to do, but I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. Because Ann and I just exchanged glances. Maybe you could give them a two minute heads up until the 10 minutes are over. We've gone 15.
Mm.
So let's, because there's a lot to talk about, and I appreciate that. But maybe in 8 minutes in, you could just say two more minutes. That'd be great. Other comments from those who have not had a chance to say everything they wanted to say? All right. And please score.
Did you hear that?